This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Senator Mike Johanns, a Republican in his first term. He's also the former governor of the Cornhusker State and also served as Secretary of Agriculture. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of pivotal issues, namely the ongoing health care debate, as well as the watch on the White House to see when the president will announce his strategy moving forward in Afghanistan. And Senator, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you again.
Let's start on health care. The last time most people saw any public action on this was a couple of weeks ago when we saw the final vote in the Senate Finance Committee approving the Baucus bill, with one Republican saying she would support it there, but not necessarily down the road. What we saw on Thursday, however, was a vote on a part of health care reform, basically on extending about $250 billion in payment to physicians that was separated from the bill. Explain for our listeners what was at work and the significance of the vote.
Well, it was very significant. The first step, if you will, that the Democrats took in terms of implementing all of this committee work was to add over $250 billion to the national debt, if you can imagine. All this talk about, well, we're not going to raise the debt one bit and this, that, and the next thing, kind of evaporated right there on the Senate floor. Now, fortunately, senators, in a very bipartisan way, actually 13 Democrats crossed over and said, no, we're not going to proceed with a debate on a doctor fix or anything else that adds that kind of debt, if you will, to an already existing bloated federal deficit. So it was an important vote, kind of a remarkable vote, actually, because it really did turn out to be very bipartisan.
In terms of the vote, it was on a cloture vote, which needs 60 votes to pass, but they didn't even get a majority support to move that forward because, as you mentioned, 13 different Democrats, including independent Democrat Joe Lieberman, voting against invoking cloture on this. What does that say to you? What do you think it says to the American people about the commitment then to keep this deficit neutral if, in fact, they're willing to move forward on this?
Well, the commitment wasn't there yesterday. I mean, like I said, literally the first effort out of the box on the Senate floor was to add to the federal deficit. But again, it's encouraging to see that Democrats and Republicans stood up and said no, and you're absolutely right. This needed 60 votes. It only got 47, so it didn't even get a bare majority. You know, my hope is that we will be guided by that vote in the discussions that are ahead of us. I just think you have to look at these numbers very, very closely. There are so many things going on here. For example, you know, they implement the tax increases and the penalties right away, but they don't implement the benefits of the bill for about 4 years. Well, obviously, that's going to distort the financial picture. So I just think you have to dig deep on these things, look very carefully, and my hope is we'll continue to be guided by this bipartisan approach that says, look, no matter what anybody says, we're not going to vote for anything that increases the deficit.
Do you suspect, sir, that this will change the strategy behind closed doors for Senator Reid, Senator Dodd, Senator Baucus in the White House?
I don't know. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors, I mean, unfortunately. But I continue to hear, and there's a lot of public discussion among senators that there has to be a public option. I see Nancy Pelosi was whipping the issue on the House side, and she feels like she's right there, very close to the vote. She needs to get a public option done, and call it what you will, it really is a step towards socialized medicine. And so we'll see. That's a very, very expensive mandate that really is the mother of all mandates.
Senator, it's been suggested by some who watched that vote Thursday in the Senate that we've already talked about, that it means that the support for the Democratic version isn't necessarily as strong as they thought it was, and therefore this could take a whole lot longer than some people were suspecting. Should we read that into it, or is that too much?
Here's what I would read into it. I don't think that's necessarily too much. Now, some of those votes are going to go and break differently depending upon the issue that we are voting on. But I think the overall message is sound, and the overall message is that there's a lot of concern about the financial condition of this nation. there's a tremendous amount of concern about adding, you know, well over $1 trillion of spending when this bill is fully implemented. And if there isn't just rock solid proof that this is going to be deficit neutral, I do believe the bill runs into trouble. Now, again, it's hard for me to imagine that you add, you know, $1 trillion, $2 trillion worth of entitlement spending, and literally have a situation where you can proclaim that for all time this is deficit neutral. That has not been the case in dealing with other entitlements. So I just think there's a real concern, and people are picking up from their town hall meetings, from their trips back home. People are very, very worried about the debt, the spending that's going on in this administration, not even addressing the very aggressive taxation that would occur, the increase in taxes because of this legislation.
Senator, let's, in our remaining 2 or 3 minutes here, shift over to Afghanistan. And, of course, there's been plenty of attention on the length of time since the issuing of the assessment of Afghanistan by General McChrystal, and the fact that the president has not said when he'll even make an announcement, much less what the final strategy will be. Last evening, the former Vice President Dick Cheney, once again critical of the new administration on foreign policy, basically saying the president was dithering on this issue. Is Mr. Cheney correct, or is the president right when he says that it's more responsible to wait and see what kind of government we're going to be dealing with before announcing the strategy?
Well, here's my worry. We have troops there. They were put there by congressional action. This just did not happen accidentally or because a president wanted it to occur. Congress has supported that action over and over again as funding was provided for the war in Afghanistan, the war on terror. And now, all of a sudden, with those troops there in harm's way, we've got this discussion going on about the stability of the government. Well, when we went to Afghanistan post 9/11, the government we had to deal with was Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Now, what is going on here? I just think that what we have to concentrate on is what do our troops need. And what's concerning to me is in March, the president said, we're not going to let Al-Qaeda go unchallenged or allow the Afghan government to fall to the Taliban. In August, he made a commitment to our troops, and I'm quoting. He said, we're going to have defined goals and the equipment and support you need to get the job done, unquote. Well, what's changed? I mean, why all of this time passing while we have men and women over there who are literally in harm's way by congressional action? And I just think it's enormously important if they say we need additional troops to execute a strategy, then I think you've got to recognize that that's where you need to be headed. And I'm very, very worried about safety concerns and what we're subjecting our troops to over there.
Senator, you posed the question. Let me offer it back to you, and it may call for some speculation, but what do you think the holdup is?
I think it's a tough issue. I just think day by day goes by, and the president hears from his very left base, and that, you know, they don't want this to occur, and I think it's a tough decision, but I just fundamentally believe you have to decide as the commander-in-chief you're going to stand behind your troops. And like I said, you know, if you want to talk about stability of governments, man, when we went to Afghanistan, after we were attacked post 9/11, the government was run by Taliban and Al-Qaeda. I mean, my goodness. It is time to bring security to that nation. We can do it. We saw that in Iraq. We can do it in Afghanistan. Give the men and women in uniform the tools that they need and the additional resources, manpower that they need. They'll get the job done. But you short them on this and just let time pass, and I just fear it's not going to turn out right. Here's what I would say. Not making a decision, even delaying a decision at this point, is operating as a decision. Because what that says to the men and women over there is additional troops aren't forthcoming, at least not for the time being. And that is That is not a good situation to put them in.
Senator, two extremely critical issues. We thank you, sir, once again for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
Nebraska Senator Mike Johanns, in his first term in the U.S. Senate, former Secretary of Agriculture, former Governor of Nebraska. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.